clarify halacha, which some people have probably heard about at some point in their journeys through in the world, the idea of a guest giving a pruta and joining in the halacha of the Baal HaBayis. So I just want to clarify the concept a little bit, because I think there are places where it's relevant. It's not so common nowadays, but there are places where it's relevant. So let's go back a step. We've been discussing what is the bias, what is the place for the Lucas Neiris. We really should point out, it's very important to point out, Chazal tied the mitzvah of a Lucas Neiris Chanukah to a bias. So a person is a homeless person, he lives on a park bench, he has no mitzvah of a Lucas Neiris Chanukah. He doesn't have a bias, he's not chayiv in the mitzvah. That also means Dikra Din. There's one halakha for the bias, and everybody's yotze with that bias. The halakha was on the bias. The bias lit, and that's sufficient. So one person on the bias would light, be it the balabas, be it somebody else, if he's not able to do it. And everybody else, really, who's a member of that household, is yotze their mitzvah. So a person is not at home. So a person is married, he's away from home. He's in a place where he's not able to light. He's yotze with the halakha in his bias. What about somebody who's sort of a member of the household? He's not really a member of the household, he's sort of a member of the household. So he lives in this building, he lives in this house, he spends time here, he pays rent to be here, he eats his own food, but he uses this bias. But he's not going to stay here for a very long time, he's a guest for a period of time. So what is his status? So that's where Chazal came along and said that person is called an achsanya is the bias, he's an achsanoi. And he can only use this bias if in some way he also connects into the halakha as well. How does he do that? He pays for, he purchases part of the oil and wicks which are being used. Now that he owns that, therefore the halakha is his halakha, and the bias is his because he is actually using this bias to some extent. A person who is a boarder, who's eating the food of the balabas, does not have a din of an achsanoi. They're actually a member of the Bnei Bayis. Now, our minhag nowadays is that most people light anyway, even though they can be yotze with the halakha of the bayis, they're going to light anyway. But it would be relevant if a person was a boarder and he goes to a chasna. So go to a chasna, and it's Monday afternoon, and the chasna is called for 4 o'clock, so you leave your house before plaga mincha, so you can't light by plaga mincha. You're like a close friend of the chasna, and you're going to be coming back at 1 o'clock in the morning, and there's nobody going to be up, and according to Mishnah Berurah, right, that's not such a great idea. He says, well, okay, no problem, but they're lighting in the house. The Baal HaBayis is going to light. So can he be yotze with the Baal HaBayis? So if he's a boarder, he pays for his food, and he eats of the food of the house, he's a member of the household. Okay, member of the household, he can be yotze with the halakha of the bayis. He eats his own food. He lives, he rents space, eats his own food. He would have to be mishtata for priti to be able to yotze with the Baal HaBayis. Because he's not fully a member of the household, haray, he's eating his own food. He does use the bayis, so he'd have to be mishtata, but that's where it's relevant, such a concept. Now, when he's mishtata with his money, it's an interesting question, does he need to make a maisa kinyan on the oil or on the wicks? Mishmur says no. The Kaina is giving money. Is Kaina, so he gets ownership for mitzvah purpose. Mitzvah will be semich on that concept, and he gets he does get a portion of it. Now Mishmur points out that if he's home, he should not be mishtata priti. He should light because there's a concept of marasayim. People don't know what his status is, etc. People see him not lighting, and everybody lights nowadays. He's not lighting. It's going to be strange. So he should light. So it's a rare case where that's going to happen. Now, what about a case of a yeshiva? Let's take the same case we had, and not the case he's renting. He's a yeshiva bacher. He's in the dorm. And so there's no real Baal HaBayis there, that he's like secondary to the Baal HaBayis. He's going to mishtata with the Baal HaBayis. So Mishnah Berurah discusses this case where you have two people which are both renting a space together. They're shutfin. See, no one is primary, no one is secondary. They're both primary. Can they be mishtata v'priti? Can one be mishtata v'priti with the other one? So this is the bias. I may own food, you eat your own food. But right now, I can't be around today in a way which I can light. I'll be mishtata v'priti with your halakha, and you'll be motzi me. So the Bir Halacha brings this as machlokes between the poskim. The Prima Gunner brings it to Machloikis, Tino Lavush, and somebody else, I don't remember who. At the end of the Berloch, he comes out, he does bring this, one of the Mishan, the Shemuel Lekit said you could be Yotze. So that would be possible. The Poskim assume that Bacharim can be somewhere in that situation. So a Bachar is going to be in a situation where he doesn't have where to light. and lighting very late is not, it's questionable. Lighting too early, he can't light before Plag HaMincha, and he's leaving before Plag HaMincha. He can have somebody in the yeshiva be mercy him through the process of being mishtat and pritis. That's another example where that's by giving a prutza to that other person who's going to light, he can be mishtatif and be yotze with that. One question which comes up, is an interesting question which comes up. So the halacha is if somebody's traveling and he has a b'nei bayis, mamash a b'nei bayis, or the case of being mishtatif or priti, he can be yotze with them. What about if they're different time zone? So I'm in Washington, and my house is in Chicago. So, or vice versa. Or Eretz Israel to America. What's the halacha? So, interesting question. Some persons say there's no way to for that. You can't, when it comes to the matter of halacha, they're not lighting for you because they already lit or because they're going to be lighting much later. So you would have a chiyuv to light where you are and find some solution. You have no solution to light where you can't, that you don't have a bias, you're putter. So somebody asked me a question. He and his wife are traveling to Eretz Yisrael on Monday, and they're going to be can't light on the plane, can't light in the airport. It's not their bias. There's no Malcolm over there. He's light right for tonight. He's a homeless man, right? He doesn't have a bias. So I said, make somebody a shliach to light in your house. Not comfortable security systems, mice, etc. He's not comfortable with that. So he has nobody home to light. So he's homeless. Let's say, however, his wife is staying home, and she wants the light for him, and he's in Eretz Yisrael. So he comes in his mind, look in Eretz Yisrael, and his wife will be lighting. Yeah, 7 hours from now, she'll be lighting. Or vice versa, what's the halacha? So actually, interesting, where Yasha said that in the case where the bias is lighting before the traveler, the bias is lighting, let's say he lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he came to America. So 7 hours ago, his wife lit. He's Yotze. It came the night of Kof Vav Kislev, Kof Zayin Kislev. His house is lit. He's Yotze. 7 hours later, by the time he gets around to it, on Kof Zayin Kislev, his house lit. But vice versa, he would not be Yotze. Right? He's in Eretz Yisrael. Right? The case is that he's in Eretz Yisrael and his bias is in America. Comes a man of luck, his house is not going to light for 7 hours from now, which is way very too late. So he would have to find some solution to light if it be possible. Okay, have a good morning.